Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to this Supergirl Talk podcast, episode number 35, season 2, episode 15, titled Exodus. Yes, this episode originally aired back on March 6, 2017, and we're already in May. Oh my gosh, we're still behind, but don't worry, we'll catch up for the finale. I swear we will. We'll just have to skim through these really quick. So thank you for joining us on this brief and very temporary podcast run-through of these podcasts as we try to catch up to the current show. I know we've been a little behind, but hey, it's DC. You know, it's going to be fun. You know it. All right, so Exodus. So let me give you a little recap of what the episode was before we start talking about it. Here we go. Cadmus begins abducting aliens, so Kara asks Snapper to publish the article, but he insists on knowing her source. When Supergirl confirms the story but refuses to reveal her own source, Snapper refuses to publish. Alex's obsession with Jeremiah leads to John suspending her, but Maggie decides to help her find Jeremiah. They stop at Cadmus' team from abducting an alien and find the site where Cadmus is taking aliens. Lena also finds out about the site before Lillian's operatives attempt to stop her. But Kara saves Lena. At Cadmus' site, Alex is captured and Jeremiah reveals that Cadmus is planning to deport the aliens to another planet in a large spaceship. Meanwhile, Kara publishes the story on a blog, so Lillian decides to deport the aliens she already has. Alex convinces Jeremiah to help her stop the launch, and while he engages Cadmus' operatives, she enters the ship and frees the aliens, but they are locked inside by another gate before the ship launches. Programmed to accelerate to light speed, once exiting the atmosphere, Supergirl arrives and manages to stop the ship. Snapper fires Kara from Catco while Alex is reinstated by John. Daxamites arrive near the moon, and that was the cliffhanger for Exodus. All right, so we're live right now. Call in. Our number is 646-668-2311. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. Area code 239, who is this?
You're DC fan one who hates Marvel now, Mac from Florida. What's up?
What's up, man? Why do you hate Marvel now? Well, what happened?
Because
I'm sure we all want to know.
Because of Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, the way they kicked off the summer, that movie started off terrible. I mean, I was expecting something bigger and better, like the Avengers and all that. But come on,
yeah.
That movie was horrible.
Yeah,
I liked it. I mean, I liked it. I'll eventually go back and see it again, but I'm saving up for Wonder Woman. That is totally going to beat that movie. But,
I cannot wait for Wonder Woman. We're now less than a month away from Wonder Woman, and I cannot believe that.
I mean, I like their movies. Like,
on this planet. Cannot believe that. All right, so back to the other Wonder Woman, the Supergirl. What did you think of this episode, Exodus?
It was pretty darn good. I have to say that final end scene when Kara was pushing the spaceship at the very end up to the sky, and then
Alex was holding on,
and that was awesome. And then Alex was kicking some serious butt in this episode where she was trying to interrogate when the guys from Cadmus on where's her dad at? I mean, where's my father? You know where my father is at. And then, like,
right. Gosh,
when they kept on abducting those aliens one by one by one, and then Wynn loves this other alien, and I thought it was a very good, exciting episode up to the point where, sadly, Mon-El had to tell Kara, why don't you start your own blog? And then Snapper got so
right. Mad
at her,
yeah. Gets
fired.
Hey, I wanna stop you there. I want to go back to what you just mentioned, Wynn with involved with another alien. Well, what do you think about that? Those scenes when Wynn is like making out with an alien. How do you feel about that?
No, I mean that stuff needs to
look a little weird.
Because
I mean,
recently,
I get it, you know, but I'm like, do they have the same body parts we do? The aliens?
Seriously, yeah, I don't know if they do or not. But yeah,
I know, it's just
start, like,
weird. This is, like, really awkward.
Like, ever since the show came back on, lately it's been kind of off for me. I mean, I'd say The Flash is probably one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. This one's been a little wonky, especially, you know, with the characters, especially what they're doing with the characters. You know, it's just a little
off.
Yeah, with,
like, Mon-El's
mom.
So
let's see, from Exodus, we see, of course, you just mentioned Kara when she tried to stop the ship with the aliens on board. A lot of great special effects. I want to give it to the crew that worked on this episode. Really great effects for TV. I mean, you know, I remember back in the Smallville days, and it looked really cheesy. But, of course, technology has gotten so much better. And I feel cheated that Smallville is not benefiting from these great special effects. How do you feel about that, Matt? Do you feel
Smallville
still holds up with their effects, or do you think, you know, too little too late?
Too little too late. I mean, they had those off-and-on episodes, like, way back in Season 1, and they waited, like, the 5, Season 6, Season 7, Season 8 to get all those big episodes on there. I mean, Smallville could have kick-started off. Like, at Season 1, I mean, come on, guys. You need to learn from your mistakes. I hope Greg Beeman and the producers of Smallville are watching Supergirl and to see how big mistakes
they did. Yeah, that's a good question.
Then.
I wonder if they watched Supergirl. Have you
heard
any articles that they mentioned them watching the show?
No, not really, but I heard Tom Welling did watch it sometime to see that he'd be open to guest star as Superman, but now that we got the very cool Tyler Hoechlin. Oh, by the way, it's Henry Cavill's birthday today, who plays Clark Kent in Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, soon to be resurrected in Justice League.
Oh, I cannot wait for his return. Speaking of Superman, I heard Superman is coming back to Supergirl.
Yeah, and I know you're
going
to hate this. I'm excited. Plus, it's going to be a very big deal in the season finale. They're bringing in Zod.
Oh, cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see, Matt. We got a couple more minutes of Exodus here. Coming up next, if you're a fan of The Flash, we're also doing a recap of The Flash on there as well. So join us on there. Matt, do you have anything else to add to Exodus?
Well, I thought it was good, especially when Alex arrived at Cadmus, and I just loved that spaceship scene. And then at the very end, they teased that they're Mon-El's parents of Daxam. And I just love what's going on right now with Kara and Mon-El. I think they're a perfect fit for another. I am so glad.
Yeah,
I'm so glad they finally...
He totally grew on me.
Yeah, me too. I really do like Mon-El a lot. And I'm so glad they're done with this whole Jimmy and Kara thing, like, back in Season 1, because I've been watching old Season 1 episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Totally.
That was just so
totally
annoying.
Agree. All right, Matt, thank you so much for calling into the Supergirl Talk podcast. I hope that we helped you understand more about the episode for you listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you again so much for listening to the podcast. Coming up next is The Flash Talk. All right, Matt, have a good night.